RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson. And today we are joined by Brian Malone. Brian, I'm not even 100% sure what your title is, so I'm going to let you kind of introduce yourself real quick.
Yeah, sure. Brian Malone. I'm the general manager for our outdoor products division of Pradco. Pradco as a company is a very large company in the outdoor industry. We've got really kind of 3 verticals, if you will. We've got a whole fishing division. They've got about 20 fishing brands. They're located up in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And then down here in Birmingham, Alabama, we have the hunting side of it really segmented into 2 distinct groups. We've got Moultrie, which is a beast into itself, just with all the game cameras and feeders and all that. And then my group. And so in my group, we've got a bunch of different hunting brands, starting with Summit Tree Stands, Code Blue Sense, Nightingale Game Calls, Analogics and Whitetail Institute, both on the feed and seed side. We also have some other brands like MaxTuff, which is really kind of just more outdoor solutions. Then we have a brand located down in San Antonio, Texas, called Texas Hunter Products, which is really, you know, a niche group of products for that, you know, Taylor region, if you will.
Yep. Yep. Okay, cool. And then, like, what do you do on a daily basis as far as how you interact with these brands?
Yeah. So for each of our brands, and they're all a little bit different, you know, everyone's got its own unique identity, right? And so the most important thing for us is to make sure that we don't screw up that identity. You know, these brands are typically created by entrepreneurs, you know, just like Harold Knight and David Hale, starting Knight and Hale. We want to make sure that they don't lose that. Whitetail Institute is a great example. When we acquired Whitetail Institute, the biggest fear of us was screwing it up. And so we really kept that whole team intact. You know, their customer service still answers all the phone calls. They are the experts. If you call into Whitetail Institute, you're getting somebody that is a plot genius and then help you walk through any of the troubleshooting. So what I do every day is really work with each one of these brands on both from a business perspective, right? You know, what are the new products coming out? You know, what are our margins? How do we maximize not only the business side of it, but then how do we come up with the best products to create solutions for our consumer? And so those are typically conversations almost on a daily basis, talking through, you know, who's our consumer, who's our customer, what's the problem that we're trying to solve? Does the customer even know they have this problem? Or are we coming up with something unique to explain to them like, hey, there's an issue out here. We want a solution for it. Why don't you try this product? And so really it's working with each one of these sub kind of general managers or product managers over each one of these brands to ensure that, you know, one, we've got the right products currently in our assortments. Two, that we've got new products coming out for each year and that we're working on those. And then really just kind of following that, call it NPD, new product development process, and working with them, you know, whether it's through suppliers, whether it's through internal or external, you know, influences that are helping us through the design, through the testing part of that. So that's the fun part of it. And then the other part of my job is all the other stuff, you know, working with marketing team, working with operations and HR and all of the other fun stuff that comes with the business side of it.
Yeah. Spreadsheets and numbers are always the part.
That's the stuff. There's no glory in that. You know, nobody posts on social media about how much fun they're having with their spreadsheets.
Exactly. And if you do, man, I feel sorry for you. Just crush this spreadsheet today, man.
I've met some of those people, actually. They do exist.
They're probably really good to have on your team.
I mean, they're invaluable, honestly.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
I don't enjoy it.
All right. So I want to add, like, when you were kind of talking about, like, what you do, I had a question kind of pop into my head. And that's, like, when a new product is introduced, right, and you show it to a group of people who are maybe you have an inner circle and it just kind of clicks and you're like, oh my God, this product is going to kill. It's going to solve this problem. And but we have to show that it is a problem to a specific demographic who is gonna buy it. How do you even tell people that this product is a solution for something and people might not recognize that it is in fact a solution to a problem that they don't even know they have?
Trying to think of examples. Here's one. Let's say Summit. You know, I'm wearing the hat today. So we came out a couple of years ago with a tree stand called the Dual Axis. And the biggest, you know, solution we were trying to come up there was the unique seat design on that. And so I've been in tree stands. I've hunted. You know, nobody likes to sit. You know, I think you're in the best position possible to take that shot from typically a standing position, because that's where most people practice from. They're not sitting down and shooting. They're standing, right? And so we came up with this design around a seat that turns into a pommel, essentially. So that, you know, first hour of daylight, that last hour of daylight, you can put that seat in the upright position, lean against it, and really lessen that fatigue on your legs. And then, you know, once you kind of show that, or you kind of tell that story to the consumer, they're like, you know, I never even thought about that. You know,
right?
They can remember a time where they've been in the tree stand, they've been standing too long, they're like, all right, I got to sit back down. They go to sit back down and they didn't realize the deer was 30 yards behind them and blows out.
Right.
And if they had just been able to stand a little while longer, that deer may have come through that shooting lane.
Yeah.
So those are the kinds of things that we're talking about there.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, check this out. So I have, up until recently, I have been a run and gun mobile hunter. I'm sure you're familiar with like the original Lone Wolf design where you can get a tree stand into like a crooked tree, and then it allows you to kind of level it up and down so you can get in it. It's really mobile. It's really awesome. However, I'm a bigger dude. I've hunted out of that tree for 20 or out of that tree stand for 20 years. Now I have a summit that I set up this year, and dude, I sat in that thing and I'm like, I hate all day sits. I hate sitting all day, but I sat in that summit this year and I was like, uh-oh, I might be changing my mind because that dual access, I don't even know what's it called. The dual access hang on, I believe is just the name.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah. The dual access.
Yep. Yeah, dude, that seat and that platform is ridiculously comfortable. And that's like my pinch point stand now, where if I know deer are going to be coming through, you know, mid to late morning, early in the afternoon, that's the one I'm going to. But I don't know. I just wanted to let you know that I didn't know what luxury was until I sat in that stand this year.
You know, it's funny you say that too. I was out in I was hunted Iowa this year, actually, and I was hunting with Lee and Tiffany. And, you know, we send them so many tree stands a year, and they've had a bunch of our Ledge XTs and great tree stands, very comfortable. It doesn't really have that feature where you can stand up and sit down. And I'll bet you out of the maybe five or six different sets that we were in, and of course, it's with them, so they've got their cameraman with you. And so every single tree I went to, and I know James, the cameraman, must have set up every single one of these spots because – I'm sitting in a Ledge XT and I turn around and he's up there in the dual axis. And I'm like, like, what are we doing here? You know,
but he's all chill and relaxed, feet back. Yeah, dude, I was just like leaning back in the tree and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like I might not, and I'm 45 now. I got really crappy knees. So there's going to be a lot more early season or preseason prep going into my, my farms now that I'm not as mobile as I used to be. So
yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, preach. I'm right there with you. And you know, whether it's a climbing tree stand, a hang on tree stand, I mean, you know, people hunt all different ways, right? You got saddles, you got ground blinds, you got the whole gambit. But you know, I think honestly everybody needs one of each, because there's all kinds of situations out there that you never know if you need to climb a tree quick or if you want to do a quick, you know, set and hunt out of the saddle, whatever it might be.
Yeah. And that's why I really like some of the guys that I talk to, like who are serious deer hunters, and they're like, there's no right way to do anything. It's this, dude, I'm going to love a summit or a big millennium where I can just sit and relax and be, you know, it's huge and it's not necessarily as mobile, but then I got my saddle for I can get into their bedroom real quiet, or I got a mobile tree stand that's smaller and it allows me to be more mobile that way. And so it's all just an additional tool in your toolbox to get you closer to whatever it is you're trying to kill.
Yeah. And it's one of those, and look, there's so much stuff in the hunting industry that people want to, you know, debate, and you'll hear it a lot with people out there. You know, you got a climbing tree stand person and they're, you know, basically saying, you know, saddles are junk, they're uncomfortable. This, that. Look, I mean, we know what the Summit brand is. We are typically, not typically, we are a climbing tree stand brand with some really cool other tree stands, whether it be the hang-ons or even a lot of the accessories that we have for them. But we know who we are, so we know our identity, and that's what we stick to. But, I mean, I've hung Summit hang-on tree stands wearing a saddle, you know, just because I feel better even sometimes than even wearing a lineman's belt, just because the saddle's so much more comfortable. I've got all that contact to the tree and I got both hands to work with. I mean, and I've hunted out of a saddle. I've hunted out of ladders. I mean, they're all effective tools. It's just, you know, the situations you're in and when you want to use them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. One of the reasons we brought you on today is we have Christmas coming up, and your marketing gal, Hannah, said it would be a good idea for us to talk about some of the Pradco products and maybe throw in a little bit of a Christmas gift twist onto, you know, onto this. And let me ask you, when you have a tree in your house, and I know guys are harder to buy for because maybe our wives or our friends don't know what kind of gear we actually want or need. But if there is a Pradco product that you wish was underneath of your tree this year, I know it's hard to ask you this question because you probably just get it. But
yeah.
if there was a Pradco product that you would really be happy with this year underneath your tree, what would it be?
I think one of the best products we've come out with lately. Now, again, we're talking about budgets here. Cause if I'm giving this to my wife, if I want my wife to buy it, I'd want her to spend some money on me. Yeah. I feel like sometimes I'm worth it. it would be the Dual Threat. So the Summit Dual Threat is by far one of the best tree stands I feel like we've ever produced from just a comfort and a functionality standpoint. It's really allowed us to come back and have a real sit and climb. You know, you mentioned Lone Wolf, you know, they had a great tree stand back in the day, which was a sit and climb combo, yep. which had that bar yep. sit on. Well, we had one in the Summit brand as well. And it, you know, through attrition over the years that tree stand fell out of the lineup. But we brought back a new design and it's really unique. I like it. And in doing so and in designing that tree stand, we also came up with a dual position seat. And that dual position seat allows you to adjust it two different ways where you can get that seat higher up on that bar. So if you're gonna be bow hunting, you don't have to worry about that cam clearance and hunting. And then you can also put it in the lower position, which is the most comfortable position I feel, which is where most of our seats on all of our tree stands sit is that kind of sling seat in the lower position. That allows you to bring that bar up and use it as a shooting rail. But I feel like that's one of those products. If I was looking underneath the tree, and I felt like I was good that year, I'd love to see one of those under there.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, the Dual Threat, that's a climber tree stand. And, any specifics about that other than like the seat bar that you can sit down and pull yourself up on? Is there any other things that might convince someone that buying a serious hunter that tree stand would be worth it?
Yeah, I mean, so the bar situation is the biggest piece of it, right? Mm-hmm. That you can actually turn around, you can face the tree when you climb and you can sit on that bar. But like I mentioned, the seat itself, being able to have it in two different positions. It also, because it's a new stand, we use the new design, which has the track system on it. So there's a lot of accessories in the Summit lineup that you can buy, whether it's bow holders, phone holders, gun holders, that'll actually attach to that bar that goes around.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different things for it. And then, you know, even just for somebody that may not, you know, want to spend that much money on a climbing tree stand this year, you can upgrade that seat that I just mentioned to one of your existing tree stands. And actually, I believe Hannah's got that on special around the holidays, is that dual position seat.
Okay.
And again, that it's nice because if you have just a Summit Viper tree stand that, you know, you'll see in the bed of every truck, you know, here in Alabama, it seems like during deer season, you can upgrade that with that new seat. They're both in Mossy Oak bottomland, but you can bring that seat height up during archery season to get over that arm bar on the side a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, and right now that's going for, I don't know, what I would do is I know that Pradco and all their brands has a lot of deals that come through this time of year from basically December 1st to Christmas and probably after as well. But that's sitting at like $530. So that's kind of, and a lot of, you know, money is relative, right? Depending on how much money you make and how much you spend. You know, some people might say, oh, that's a good deal. Others may say something different. So I'm actually going to give you a Christmas gift idea with a Pradco brand right now.
All right.
That is the Rope-A-Dope Mock Scrape Kit. If anybody has listened to my other podcast that I do, the Nine Finger Chronicles, dude, I'm a mock scrape junkie these days. And yep. That Rope-A-Dope Mock Scrape Kit paired with a cellular trail camera or a trail camera of sorts, dude, I get so much inventory mm-hmm. on the deer that are on my farm, and it's a less expensive or a more affordable option. You can buy the smaller box that fits into the stocking or maybe yep. as like a smaller gift for like, if I don't know, I have a big family. And so we all get together and we have like that drawing where it's like, okay, you have a mail gift. It is $30 or whatever the case is. You spend that money and you give them something they might use. Dude, I'm throwing a mock scrape kit into, because all of my family is hunters on my one side, except for my brother. So if he pulls that gift, I don't know, he might just give it back to me. But but what I'm getting at is, dude, mock scrape and that rack rub, dude, I loved it and had great success with it this year.
Yeah, and it's been wild. You know, the ropes have been around for a while. And we looked at that, you know, probably going back 7-8 years, just looking at the ropes. And it wasn't something that we just, you know, knee-jerk reaction, came up with a rope and we're like, oh, it's cute, we're going to make it blue to follow the branding. I mean, there's real reasons why, you know, we use the blue rope. And just to give you a little bit of a – and the nice thing about a rope, too, is with anything else like in the Code Blue line, it's usually scent that you're using on a drag or something you're pouring into a scrape. But with natural urines, I mean, you get about an hour, hour and a half, and they start turning pneumonia and everything else. With a rope, you're getting the visual, plus you're getting, you know, some of that synthetic rack rub that, you know, is lasting a lot longer. It's got that pre-orbital scent. So just to even, you know, tease you and your audience a little more, there's a few more items that we're coming out with going into next year that we'll be launching right around the holidays as well. Just kind of growing out that rope assortment, as well as just the additive to put onto the rope. So,
yeah. And I tried to get, God, who's the guy who runs that brand?
Matt.
I tried to get him to tell me what it was and he wouldn't tell me. I was a little frustrated because I want to know.
Good. Well, yeah. Hey, you know, he's doing his job, but yeah, no, like, we've got a couple other things coming out that I think you'll like.
Cool, man. Okay. What else? Now, you picked kind of a higher end item. Why don't you pick another item that, you know, you got a buddy or you got kind of a family member and you're not going to be spending a ton of money on them?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's tons of solutions. You know, whether it be like Whitetail Institute, you want to get somebody something easy, you know, the bow stand, any of really kind of that throw and grow, no-till type of food plot mixes are great. You know, we've got the same things over on the Analogic side. If you're looking at, you know, say even for Summit, there's some other kind of stocking stuffer type items, whether, you know, seat back organizers that you can put in your vehicle, you know, you can hang your gun from in the back of the truck. There's a lot of just smaller accessory things that, you know, you'll be, if you're doing that gift exchange and it's, you know, $50 or $20, whatever that limit is. I mean, our brands are ripe with a ton of different products. And if you're looking at Night and Hail, I mean, the staple I really go to every time is the pack rack. That was the one kind of line, you know, Night and Hail was a prominent brand for so long. And I'm not going to go back and get into all the weeds and the dirty history, but there was some mismanagement of that brand in the past. And we decided the best thing for the brand itself was to kind of almost mothball it or put it on the shelf for a little bit. Give us some time to rest and then kind of start rebuilding that up. And so we relaunched Night and Hail last year with immense success. We want to make sure we're doing it the right way. We're coming out with quality calls. And there's still these calls, whether it be the pack rack or on the turkey side, like the old Yeller, that were just staples that everybody was kind of screaming about when the brand got put in the closet. Those were the first ones we brought back. But that pack rack, you know, just a easy stocking stuffer, fits right in the stocking, but also fits great in a pack. Doesn't make any noise like a rattle bag or anything else when it's in your backpack. But to pull it out, I feel like you get a lot better sound out of that system versus some of the other ones that are out there.
Awesome. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, Night and Hail has always been kind of like a turkey focused, but the pack rack is like, it's something that it's like a rattling system for deer hunters, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I had one here. My son, I think it's in his backpack. So I could have showed you real quick, but I think it's out in the garage because I have an 18-year-old and he decided yesterday he was going to go hunt last evening because he figured out how to get his school schedule switched around to get out of school early.
I'm getting
cell cam pictures of him on the property walking past my camera at, you know, 2:30 in the afternoon going to hunt. I'm sitting in the office, but I think he swiped it.
Yeah. For those of you guys who don't know, I did a complete Night and Hail podcast with Jimmy and Matt about the rebirth of Night and Hail. And so there's a lot of I don't know. There's a lot of details about the company in that episode and things like that. And, you know, I always think deer hunting, because that's all I want to do is deer hunt. But, right. You know, my stepdad is a hardcore turkey hunter. And so turkey hunting, like a slate call or a box call or just a pack of diaphragm calls from the turkey side of things would be an excellent gift or stocking stuffer as well.
We're leaving today and entering a world of Mickey Mouse waving, princess meeting and greeting, lightsaber clashing, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror dropping, Banshee flying, Space Mountain launching, galaxy rewinding, what is the whole network galaxy rewinding, fireworks igniting, world of other worlds. For whatever you love, infinite worlds await at the most magical place on Earth, Walt Disney World Resort.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if you've met a turkey hunter that is a hardcore turkey hunter, it's almost like a cult. You know, those guys are deep into it. And that's what they live for every year. And with Night and Hail, you know, again, we kind of talk about new products. And as we get towards the end of the year is when we start doing all these launches, and turkey season's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. But that whole assortment of turkey calls that, you know, Matt and Jimmy were talking about, we've about tripled that assortment going into next year. And it'll be out there at a lot of retailers next spring.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where that brand goes, to be honest with you. Yeah. Let's see. We've talked a little bit about Code Blue and Summit and Night and Hail. What about this Max Tough brand? Is this like a brand for like just like your hobby farm type guy?
Yeah, so that's where it started, right? And so what we're doing right now, and they've got some really deep specials going on around the holidays. If anybody wants to go check those out, the brand kind of lost its way a little bit because it started kind of as like the outdoor hobby farmer with a lot of mm-hmm. different tractor attachments for the ROPS bar, the rollover protection bar you'll see on those tractors.
Yep.
And that's where it got its start. And then, you know, kind of got into some marine accessories. We got into some even gardening, like raised flower bed brackets. And then it got into some garage organization and it just kind of turned into a dog's breakfast, if you will, of different products. Mm-hmm. And really right now we're kind of bringing that whole brand back to its core to essentially be for that small hobby farmer, landowner, somebody that's got a property that, you know, might be even 30 acres that they're going to be putting a food plot in or doing some work around that property for land improvement. We'll be launching a whole line of products to assist that person that's looking to do that.
Gotcha. And is this more for like tractor attachments or is, cause I'm looking is basically what I'm saying is the majority of the products in this Max Tough line attachments for tractors or lawnmowers?
Most of it right now. Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
And then what you'll see on special is some of the other stuff that I know we're moving away from, but everything moving forward is really for that tractor, that lawnmower, your UTV, ATVs, there'll be some products for that as well. And you'll see what the brand will start tying in really nicely with some of the other product lines, whether it be Whitetail Institute or Analogics with, putting in food plots. You know, we're looking at spreader lines, sprayer lines, those types of things.
Right. Now, Moultrie and Moultrie Cellular, or what's the technical name of that? We have the Moultrie feeders.
They were calling it Moultrie Mobile.
Yeah, Moultrie Mobile.
Yep. And actually, really, that you'll see that brand, the Moultrie Mobile brand, has really started going away.
Okay.
Originally, and just kind of give you a little bit of a glimpse behind the curtain, the cellular connected side of that piece was the camera side. And that was almost run as a separate business inside of Pratco. And then the feeder side was actually in our group for quite some time. So they were calling it Moultrie Mobile and you had Moultrie and it was getting very confusing. Everybody understands the Moultrie brand. And so about a year ago, a year and a half ago, we made the decision to just bring that all back together. And you'll see less of that kind of Moultrie Mobile branding out there in the marketplace. And it's just Moultrie at this point.
Yep. I personally like that better. I was getting confused of who, like, I know from a customer service standpoint, I had some guys who are like, I got the camera. Do I call Moultrie? Do I call Moultrie Mobile? Whatever. And now it seems like it's all kind of in the same spot, which is great.
Yeah. Made it way easier for everybody to not only have a good experience, but just kind of brought the whole brand back together, if you will.
Yeah. What's new and exciting from Moultrie?
So I don't work. So that's like I mentioned, that's a different vertical in our group. I am not 100% sure what all their new product launches are going to be. I've heard a couple of them in some of our early line reviews, but I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that. There's new stuff coming from Moultrie, sounds like.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yep. Cool. All right. The only other brand I think that we didn't really talk about, Analogic and Whitetail Institute. Here's one thing that I think a lot of people from a Christmas gift standpoint overlook, right? And that would be cool things versus things that people use every year, right? And so, like, one thing that we for some reason never have enough of in our house is AA and AAA batteries for like remote controls. And I always have enough for my trail cameras, but we never have enough for all the devices in the house that need those. And so something like a bag of Analogic or a bag of Clover Mix or something from Whitetail Institute or Analogic that is in a way, what do they call that? Not reusable. It's not a reusable product. It's consumable, perishable type of items would be great. That way that person doesn't have to think about it.
Right. Yeah. No, I think those are great ideas. Also, you know, just as we get into the holidays, everybody starts thinking towards spring. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of mineral types of products, both in Whitetail and Analogic, that really the consumer doesn't really think about it that way. And if you look at mineral sales, you see mineral sales spike in the fall. But really, the best time to use minerals is in the spring. When, you know, bucks are starting to grow their antlers, does are lactating. It really helps those animals get through that and sustain better. And then there's a lot of stuff, you know, on the seed side of things that are spring planting. So Christmas is a great time to get some of those spring plots out there. So if you're looking to, you know, somebody in your club or somebody that you hunt with or somebody, just a family member, you know, that's going to be putting in food plots, some of those spring mixes would be great, great gift ideas.
Yeah. And as far, I have a buddy, I'm not sure if you know who he is. He's a big time deer hunter. He's been very popular. I think he's been on the cover of North American Whitetail like four times. He's got like four 200s. Anyway, in my neck of the woods, I was lucky enough to go to high school with, or school with his daughters. And that's, his name is Sam Calora. Anyway, he raises deer as well. Sam Calora told me from a mineral standpoint, if you're putting it out in April, May, June, it's already too late. So the sooner you can get mineral out on the ground, the better, so that as soon as they shed, they go right back to mineral. And so that's from a time frame, like Christmas is a perfect, you know.
Oh, yeah. Post rut. I mean, you know, depending on what part of the country you're in, if you're up north, you know, obviously you got some stronger winters, but, you know, the deer are always fatigued and they're at their weakest right after the rut. Just from all the chasing and to get that mineral back in their system is critical.
Are there any specific examples of products that you might recommend for somebody from, like, let's say Analogic?
Analogic has got a lot in the Black Ops mineral line, that does really well. They've got some stuff. The other thing too, and it, you know, being down here, you don't see it as much, but when I was hunting like in the Midwest, when I was in Iowa, they use water a lot. And so there's some products like an Analogic says Deer Oasis. It's a chelated mineral that you add to water. And so I know in some parts of the country, water tanks are used quite a bit, especially on some of these bigger properties. That's always a good thing to add, just to help boost that immunity and that system a little more. And then on the whitetail side, 30-06. I mean, 30-06 is their bread and butter mineral. It's a great product that does really well for them.
Gotcha. Okay. And what about Whitetail Institute? I mean, is Whitetail Institute, is it just a food plot company, or is there other products in there that might be good for a Christmas gift?
Yeah, it's food plots. And, you know, kind of like what I mentioned about Summit, you know, Summit's a climbing tree stand brand. Yeah. We've really gotten back to, you know, identifying who these brands are, what's their core, and just driving that first before we try to change the consumer's mindset about what they are. So Whitetail Institute is definitely a food plot brand. They have some mineral products, like I mentioned, like the 30-06. They've got a product called Taltine, which is more of like a protein feed supplement. Mm-hmm. But it's all around deer nutrition, deer feed. And they've actually got a new product they'll be dropping here very soon. If it's not on the website already, I got to go back and check. But it's a spring mix. So again, another great product around the holidays if you're going to be buying it for someone. Or if you're going to be buying it for yourself, but it's a sorghum mix. And so it's a spring planting. You know, once that soil gets around 65 degrees, it's a proprietary blend. So there's two different types of sorghum in there that are both Whitetail Institute proprietary seeds. But one, you know, matures very quickly in early in the spring and summer. And the other one's more of a late maturity. So you really have food once it goes in the ground and starts coming up from, you know, early summer all the way through late season. Yeah. But it's, again, it's one of those things you want to get in the ground early.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Yeah. And that's when you start to see, and depending on how big your farm is, obviously, but that's when you start to see those deer on trail camera where you're like, oh my God, that body is just, you're not even looking at the rack anymore. You're looking at how big their fat belly is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. All right. So any other Christmas gift ideas throughout the Pradco branding that might be a good idea or some brands to take a look at on maybe some new products that might be dropping January 1.
Yeah, I think, you know, from a gift perspective, you know, typically they're going to be living under $100, every single one of the brands.
Yeah.
If you go on the websites and check them out, you know, if you're on the website, you're going to be seeing as we get through the holidays, a lot of the new product drops. And when we drop a new product, we typically have inventory in stock. So you could even get some of the new stuff for 2026 ahead of the holidays. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whether it's game calls, I don't really have anything specific per brand, but you'll see we run the gambit from, you know, a $10 item all the way up to, you know, like you had mentioned before, in the $500-$600 range. But really those accessories are what really do well. And especially, you know, even just given kind of the state of the economy and people are trying to, you know, cut back a little bit. If you know somebody that's got a, like this would say a stomach climber, and they've had it for years and they use it every year, you can always just buy some accessories for it, have them upgraded, right. Whether it's, you know, buying them a seat or buying them a new set of cables for that stand, or, you know, there's a lot of other types of gift ideas that you can do out there that aren't going to break the bank, but will serve a purpose and really help that person.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Brian, I'll let you get back to your day. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day and hopping on there and chit-chatting with us about the Pradco brand. What I'll say is, if you want a one-stop website where you can check out all of these brands, and then as like a link hub, you can go to PradcoOutdoorBrands.com, and there it will link you to Moultrie and Summit and Whitetail Institute, Night and Hail, and so on. So yes, go check that out. Hey, have a good Christmas. And if your season isn't over already, good luck the rest of the season, man.
Yeah. Likewise. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dan. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.